on, get with the Creator, and find out what gift you have.
Welcome to the Unfolding of God's Word radio show. It's paid for by the Minor Adjustment supporters. Michael Mickey Williams Jr. has been called to teach about grace, righteousness, and purpose.
Whichever one you believe about is the one that will dominate. Everybody say green, cool, and dominate.
If you're going through some rough circumstances at the moment, be encouraged. It's a fleeting and temporary condition that you will soon see will change. It's time for you to get your eyes off your challenges and stop fixating on your problems. Make your mind up that you are going to stand your ground and hang in there. It won't be long until the problem flees, and when they do, you'll be so glad you didn't give up.
All right. Good evening, everyone. All right. Let's go. I want to welcome everybody to the Unfolding of God's Word. This is a devotional or a spiritual growth that we do. It's called the Unfolding of God's Word. The foundation for this particular lessons or devotion that we do weekly comes from Psalms 119, verse 130. That Bible verse says the unfolding of God's word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. What that means is that if we properly unfold God's word, we'll be able to see a lot more of what God has for us. Amen. So the unfolding of God's word is simply devotionals that we go through in our own personal devotional times. And we are what I call letting y'all eavesdrop on our conversation with God. But however, while we're doing all these devotions, we want to make sure y'all have this content. So as always, let me put. Here, I'm gonna share the lesson. All right, let me share the lesson for y'all in the comment section real quick. All right, so if you would like to get the lesson, because I would like y'all to go over it with us, and also you can get it that way, or also you could text anywhere but backward to 77411. Text the word anywhere but backwards to 77411, and then you'll have that lesson, and you can be able to go over it with us later or go over it with us now, if you will. Again, it's very important because although we have the handout, this particular handout come from the BibleCities.com website, something that you can go to. They got a host of different things to help you grow in your spiritual development. Trust me, it's loaded with all types of stuff. Go get a whole bunch of it. And it's all free. To God be the glory. So, all right, let's see what we got here. This lesson is going to be power packed. It's a two-part lesson. And everybody that's on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and hit the notification bell so you'll be able to be alerted to it. Everybody on other screens, we're going to be having everything on YouTube. So even though we're on Facebook right now, we're going to gear everybody over, and everything that we're going to do with the unfolding of God's word will be on the Michael Mickey Williams Jr. YouTube page. I hope y'all got that. If y'all didn't get it, you're going to be looking for us to do it, and we're going to be on that YouTube page. All right?
You'll find us.
Yeah, they'll find it. I'm prayerfully. All right, let's see what we got here. All right, so first I got to go back and put the PowerPoint back in there because I lost that. Is that it? I think we can move forward from here. All right, let's move forward. Today's topic is talking about do not give up. Do not give up. All right, so let's see what we got. All right, this is our lesson for today. Let's see what we got. All right, our foundational scripture for this lesson is, go ahead, Apple.
My brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Yeah, James 1, 2 through 4.
So the way I meditate on the scriptures and everything, this, remember our lesson is do not give up. And the scripture that she just read is so power packed. This scripture is going to be what we use for this lesson and the week, next week's lesson. And it says, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, or another translation says various trials. It says, knowing that the trying of your faith works patience, but let patience have her perfect work. Why? That you may be perfect and entire, lacking or wanting nothing. So the trials and things that we go to, we're going to learn a lot about the things that we go to, and it's going to tie right into this particular verse. Again, when it says, count it all joy, is, I'm ahead of the message. We're saying count it all joy is not saying that you're celebrating what you're going through. It's celebrating that you know you already won. Yo, count it all joy. All right, so we're going to learn a lot right here. So let's go back to our PowerPoint and let's look at the first paragraph, all right?
Sometimes it's tough. In the earliest years of the church, the believers face unremitting persecution. Every day they were confronted by hostile powers that were arrayed against them. Culture, pagan religion, government, unsaved family and friends. Mm. All these forces were arrayed against them, putting constant pressure on them to forfeit their faith and return to their old ways.
Constant pressure. Even if you are facing great challenges today, it doesn't begin to match the pressure that these brothers and sisters felt. I don't want to make light of the struggles you're going through, but the truth is, very few people alive today have faced the level of intense opposition that these earlier believers faced. So we're not saying that taking light of the struggles that we are facing today. However, let's keep reading. Watch this.
Seen any lions lately?
Yeah.
Think about it. Do you personally know anyone who has been thrown into the arena to be mauled and eaten by hungry lions? Do you know anyone who has been burned at the stake for his faith? Or can you think of any friends of yours who have been forced into imprisonment because of faith in Jesus Christ?
Mm.
Now, these scenarios do happen today to believers who live in anti-Christian parts of the world, and we definitely need to hold them up in prayer.
Yeah.
Let's not forget about them, nor should we forget about those who suffer for the gospel in countries that are blessed with freedom.
So the scenarios about the lions den and all of those things, right? We don't see that today, especially in America, right? But in different countries, mm-hmm. where people will be crucified for even mentioning the name Christian or mentioning the name of Jesus, right? They're going through a lot or a great deal of things in their particular countries that we're not experiencing in our country at this particular time, right? So it's very important. So let's see. We're going to keep on going. It's going. Don't remember our lesson is do not give up.
You want me to read?
Yeah, go.
Some startling facts. It is a statistical fact that since the year 1900, more than 29 million believers have died worldwide for their faith in Jesus Christ.
That's a lot.
Mm. In fact, large numbers of people currently die for Jesus every single day. By the time we get up, get dressed, and arrive at work to clock in for the day, someone somewhere has already laid down his life for the gospel.
And that's amazing. So remember, we're walking into this lesson or this devotion about do not give up. And we're mentioning a lot of individuals who have 29 million believers have died worldwide for their faith in Jesus Christ. And by the time we get up, we do whatever we do. We get dressed. We go to work. We clock in. By the time we do all that, someone somewhere has already laid down their life for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now that just in a sense, right? If you just think about that, right? And we're talking about not giving up, right? We just talked about how someone somewhere has just died for things that we literally take for granted. Or not take for granted, but things that we probably don't think is that serious in America culture because of other countries that we are not actually there. We're not seeing it. We might see it on the news or television, but we don't currently live there, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go farther.
This puts a different light on the problems we face in the free world. Our problems are related to relationships, finances, family issues, health issues, and other problems of a personal nature. The stress that believers experience in free parts of the world is often related to having too much work to do, being under pressure due to the intense nature of their jobs, or trying to figure out how to handle their busy schedules. Although no one in their neighborhoods or local churches is currently being fed to hungry lions, the stresses and pressures these believers feel can nonetheless be very severe.
So no matter where you live or what you're facing, remember that it's essential to have the right attitude toward high pressure situation. So the stresses that we have, right? It says that the stresses that the believers experience in the free parts of the world, America, is often related to having too much work to do, being under pressure due to intense nature of their jobs, or trying to figure out how to handle their busy schedule. These is the things that want to make us as believers in what is called, or it says, the free parts of the world. These are the stresses that most of the this is the in the free parts of the world. This is stuff that we be wanting to tap out over those type of situations. But let's keep going. It's going to get, come on, it's going to get better. Let's go.
Patience, the queen of all virtues.
Yeah.
The early church called patience the queen of all virtues. They believed that if they possessed this one virtue, they could survive anything that ever came against them. Is this the same virtue that is sustaining believers today living in godless regions of the world?
Yeah.
And this virtue is exactly what you need to victoriously outlast the pressures and ordeals you may be dealing with today.
James was writing to believers who were undergoing the kind of hardship described above. He told them, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing or lacking nothing. So I love the scripture because the scripture, James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, he says, let patience have her perfect work, meaning like patience has a job to do. Patience have things, a job to do for us when we're going through these various trials or different translations, various temptations, right? So when we're going through all these different things, ordeals and stuff like that, patience, we have to allow, remember that the trying of our faith produces patience or work patience. However, we got to allow patience to have a perfect work, like allow patience to do what she needs to do. So it says that if we allow patience to have her perfect work, we won't lack nothing. So that's very important. You got to understand that. It's very important. All right. Hey, Pastor Russell. All right, word study continue. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting or lacking nothing. The word patience is the Greek word hapomino. Hapomino, a compound of the words hapo or mino. The word hapo means under, as to be underneath something. The word mino means to stay or to abide. Good God Almighty, man. Listen to me. You could say that the word mino means to remain in one spot, to keep a position, to resolve to maintain some territory that has been gained. It is the state of mind that says, this is my spot and I'm not moving. To God be the glory, man. So you got to think, when you talking about you have gained something, right? When we come, thank you, Lord, I receive. When we come into the body of Christ, we gain territory. The believer gained the authority from God to take over the kingdom of darkness and turn it into the kingdom of light. So when we say this is my spot and I'm not moving, we have to realize that we have taken that territory. So a lot of times the various trials that we go through is trying to get us to quit. It's trying to get us to give up. But we got to say, no, 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 no. I'm not doing that. This is my spot and I'm not moving.
The determination inherent within the word hupomino is clearly seen when it was used in a military sense to picture soldiers who were ordered to maintain their positions even in the face of fierce combat. Their order was to stand their ground and defend what had been gained.
See that? You see it right there. If you think about the soldiers is underlined, you notice I underlined soldiers, right? The order was to maintain their position. The believers, good God, man, the believers have to maintain their position, stand our ground, and defend what has been gained. Remember, once we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have become a part of the body of Christ. Now we're in authority to take over the kingdom of darkness and turn it into the kingdom of light. So now we made the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Now that's our ground. So now we got to defend it with God's word. You got to remember that we are the soldiers in the Lord to keep the ground, to keep that ground. Talking about the soldiers, they had to be courageous to do whatever was required, no matter how hard or difficult the assignment. Watch this, y'all. Their goal was to see that they survived every attack and held their position until they had, watch these words, outlived and outlasted the resistance. These soldiers had to be defiantly stick it out indefinitely until the enemy realized they couldn't be beaten, and they decided to retreat. Good God Almighty. Yo, so we got to stick it out. You can't, everybody say, I'm sticking it out. I'm sticking it out. I'm sticking it out. I wrote it on there because when I was doing this devotion and all I kept hearing God say, you got to stick it out. You got to stick it out. Everybody type in the comment section, I'm sticking it out. I'm sticking it out. I'm sticking it out. So you got to remember, we got to stick it out until the enemy realize. When the enemy realize, man, I can't beat him. It's nothing I can do. When we're studying God's word and the enemy will come to that realization, listen, I'm trying to get them to quit. I'm trying to get these individuals to quit. But we are standing on God's word. You got to stick it out. You can't, do not give up. You got to stick it out, no matter what you might be facing, no matter what your various trials might be, no matter what you might be going through, you have to stick it out. You got to stick it out, all right? Let's see what we got here. I've got to go back. I got to go back to the determining inherited with the word hypomino is clearly seen when it is used in the military sense. Remember, sense to picture soldiers. Remember soldiers, right? Mm-hmm. He's using this analogy about the soldiers. However, the Bible says in 2 Timothy, it's on the screen, 2, verse 3 to 4. It says, you therefore must endure hardship as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself in the affairs of this life. Why? That he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. So you got to understand that God enlisted us as a soldier. So when we're engaged in warfare, we can't be entangled with the affairs of this life. That is so, that is a distraction. Listen to me, child of God. I learned this. A lot of things that come my way now, I look at it, they distraction. It ain't a crisis. It ain't that serious to me. I'm like, oh, this is just trying to get my focus off the kingdom of God. Remember, no one entangles in warfare, and no one engaged in warfare entangles himself in the affairs of this life. If you think about that, when we are soldiers, right? You can't give up. You got to actually make the kingdom of dark. You're in the kingdom of light. You're in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, or the church, is supposed to have, thank you, Lord, has the spiritual authority to take control over the spiritual forces of darkness and kick them out. Mm-hmm. Listen, we can come into the kingdom of darkness and kick them out. Amen?
Amen.
Go ahead. Thus,
the word hupomeno conveys the ideal of being steadfast, consistent, unwavering, and unflinching. It is the attitude that declares, I don't care how heavy the load gets or how much pressure I'm under, I am not budging one inch.
Yeah.
This is my spot, and I'm telling you right now that there isn't enough pressure in the world to make me move and give it up.
There you go. Steadfast. Look at these words. Is it powerful word? Steadfast. Steadfast, consistent, unwavering, and unflinching. I think I have the scripture right there, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 58. Let me see. I think I have it up here. I should. Thank you, Lord. Look at this scripture. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Watch these last three words. Always being superior. That means that you reign, rule, and dominate. It says, listen. Be firm, steadfast, immovable. When we're talking about do not give up, we have to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, always being superior. You can always look at various trials or any attacks that come your way, and you have to understand that you are superior. Everything that comes your way that's not a part of the kingdom of God is beneath you because Christ is in you. But this is why it's important that the Bible says, our scripture talks about let patience have her perfect work. So you got to remember, let's go back. I gotta go all the way back to the first scripture. The first scripture we talked about says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations or various trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting or lacking nothing. So the various trials, good God Almighty, man, I'm already in part two of the lesson. The various trials are actually there to help perfect you. So a lot of times we think that the trials and things that we're going through, God in all his wisdom did not cause the trial to come your way, but God in all his wisdom is able to use the trial to make you better. So this is why we're telling you, do not give up. So even the trials that come in your way, they're not there to actually hurt you. They're there to help perfect you in your relationship with God. And I know it might seem crazy, but these things are true. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Miss Bowman, I can send it to you. I'll send you the link. She said it didn't download. Let's see. Let's go back to, all right. steadfast, consistent, unwavering, unflinching. It is the attitude that declares, I don't care how heavy the load gets. I don't care how heavy the load gets or how much pressure I'm under. I am not budging one inch. I'm not budging. Do not give up, no matter how it might come to you.
Let's see. A more accurate rendition. Although the King James Version translates this word patience, a more accurate rendering would be endurance. One scholar calls it staying power, whereas another contemporary translator calls it hang in there power. Both of these translations adequately express the writer Del Bahupamino. This is an attitude that never gives up. Yeah. It holds out, holds on, outlasts, and perseveres. I like that. Yeah, Revelation 1:9 uses the word hupomino when it refers to the patience of Jesus Christ. In 2 Thessalonians 3:5, this word is also used in the phrase the patient waiting for Christ, which could be translated the patience of Jesus Christ. That attitude that hangs in there, never giving up, refining to surrender to obstacles and turning down
every opportunity to quit. Turn down every time something comes to your mind about you quitting, turn down every opportunity to quit. I love what she read up there. It says, this is the attitude that never gives up. It holds out. It holds on. It outlasts. It perseveres. Yo, these are the attitudes of giant killers. But these are the type of attitudes that you got to have as believers, because there are going to be various trials that try to get you to tap out. There's going to be so many different trials that try to get you to tap out. Mm-hmm. But today we're telling you, do not quit. Do not quit. Take this particular devotion and you're going to have to go over it. Spend some time with God and go over it over and over again. I do it myself. This is like my fifth or sixth time going over this one particular lesson. But you got to go over it over and over again. Let's see what we got. Everybody that's on here, say, I'm sticking it out. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go. Okay, let's see where we at. Let's go. I want to go to... back to the paragraph you had read up.
Which one?
The first one right there, right here. It says, both of these translations adequately express the right idea of hippomino. This is the attitude, again, that never gives up. The tenacity that I have when something, various trials, I'm going to use the term various trials come my way, the innate ability that God has blessed me with to be able to never give up, despite how it might not look like it's going to work out, that ability to look at it in spite of me not knowing how I'm going to be able to do whatever God called me to do, I'm giving up. I'm not giving up. I'm going.
Giving up and do what?
Yeah, exactly. I'm never giving up.
Ain't gonna give up and do.
This world illustrates the patient endurance. You read that, right? Mm-hmm. This word illustrates the patience endurance Jesus demonstrated during his trials, scorching and crucifixion. Even though the assignment was the most difficult task ever given to anyone, Jesus stayed with it all the way to the end. Jesus stayed with it all the way to the end. There's a scripture, Matthew 26:39. Thank you, Lord. I wrote it down just in case I didn't. There's a scripture. Remember, we're talking about Jesus stayed with it all the way to the end. If you read the Matthew 26:39, it says how Jesus went a little farther. I love those words right there. Jesus stuck with it to the end. Jesus went a little farther. I don't know what you might be going through at this particular time. I don't know what various trials you might be facing at this particular time. I don't know if it's fear, finances, or relationships. I don't know what it is. All I know is if you just go a little farther. That means if you've been believing God's word, standing on God's word, and you've still been facing these various trials, do not give up. Just go a little further. If you believe in God for something dealing with healing, or believe in God for something with your family, and you had God's word and you seem like you feel a little discouraged, I'm just telling you, go a little farther. If you just go a little further with God's word and do not give up. Remember, the Bible says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation or various trials, knowing that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. The patience that you're going to need is going to kick in as long as you continue to endure and go a little farther. To God be the glory. Let's move here. We move in good time. Go ahead, Apple. Keep all this.
Let's see.
Keep all this in mind.
Keeping all this in mind, James 1 through 4 could be interpreted. But let patience have a perfect work. I'm talking about the kind of attitude that hangs in there, never giving up, refusing to surrender to obstacles, and turning down every opportunity to quit. The early church called patience the queen of all virtues for good reason. They knew that as long as they had this character quality working in their lives, it wasn't a question of if they would win their battles. It was only a question of when they would win their battles.
It ain't no, the early church, they knew that they had the queen of all virtues, which was patience, right? It wasn't never a question of if they gonna win. The question was always when we gonna win. You got to have that exact, we as believers, if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's the same mindset that you have to have. Not if you go and win, yeah, Lord, I got it. Because the believer never has to actually fight for victory. We fight from victory, meaning I'm taking this territory. I took this territory, and now I'm going to defend this territory. So we're fighting from victory. We already won. So it's not about winning the battle. It's about us recognizing that we already won. Yes, Lord, I got it. Sometimes when the enemy or evil forces or darkness come our way, they will test us and see if we know we already won. So if we keep trying to beat them, they'd be like, oh, they don't know they beat us already. And so certain attacks come. But when we use God's word, use his patience, have patience with God's word, stick with it, go a little farther. Remember, we just read Jesus stay with it all the way to the end. That what that looks like in our lives. It looks like this. When I find a particular scriptures in the Bible, it talks about who will deliver us from so great a death and does deliver us, and whom we believe that he will still deliver us. So no matter what situation I might be faced with or what somebody else might be faced with, I give them that scripture about delivering, right? Deliverance. So when I give them the scripture about deliverance, they have to stay with it all the way to the end, yes. Just like Jesus. This is the scripture on dealing with deliverance for whatever. I don't care. It could be honey buns or sex. I don't care what it is. It works the same. But the scripture, you have to stay with it all the way to the end, being as though you are a believer and you know you already won, but you got to stay with it. Jesus stayed with it. And then the Bible says in Matthew 26:39, Jesus went a little further. We got to do the exact same thing, child of God. We got to go a little farther. All right.
All right.
Let's move. Let's go. We got more on this bone.
Let's see. Hupomeno, that is endurance, staying power, hang in there power, is one of the major weapons you need to outlast any difficulty or time of stress and pressure that comes your way.
So again, there's a word right here. And my wife, we teach this. It says, hupomeno, that is endurance, right? Mm-hmm. We teach a lesson. One of our minor adjustments lessons is you must have endurance. So listen, we know that that's staying power. That's hanging there power. Mm-hmm. That's one of the major weapons you need to outlast any difficulties. And not a few weeks ago, I don't know how long ago, I taught a lesson that God gave me, and it was the title was, "It's a Difficult Journey, But You Gonna Make It." Mm-hmm. Right? So all those difficulties, you're going to make it, but you're going to have endurance. That's staying power. That's hanging there power. And I know, I get it. I understand. We all go through different difficulties. Sheesh. Right? That's why when I was going over this devotion and my daughter was going through everything, I said, man, this devotion is perfect. He's like, do not give up. Like, do not give up. Like, stay the course. Go a little farther. Stick with it. You got to go through all those different things. And no matter what, I'm like, man, we can't give up on the Lord now. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. You got to stick with it. Personal application. All right, let's go. Let's move on. I think that was the last one. Oh, no, right there.
If you're going through some rough circumstances at the moment, be encouraged. It's a fleeting and temporary condition that will soon change. It's time for you to get your eyes off your challenges and to stop fixating on your problems. Make up your mind that you're going to stand your ground and hang in there. It won't be long until the problems flee. And when they do, you'll be so glad you didn't give up.
You didn't give up. Do not give up. No matter what situation you might be faced with today, the devotion, the lesson we wanted to bring to you today is, do not give up. You might be faced with all types of situations. The Bible says, James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations or various trials, knowing that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. So the trials you're going through, you're going to need patience. The other word we can use for patience is endurance. You must have endurance, staying power, hanging there power. So we want you to understand that. And I think we got a prayer that we're going to read, and we want to end with this prayer. And before I end with this prayer, right, I want y'all to listen to a song. It's a song from Marvin Sapp. It's a song by Marvin Sapp, and the song is called "He Has His Hand on You." Go to the YouTube and look at this video from Marvin Sapp, "He Has His Hand on You." And after this lesson is over, after this prayer, and I want you to just listen to the song. Listen to the song, "He Has His Hand on You," over and over and over again. And no matter what you might be going through, listen to the song and allow the song to minister to you while you're going through whatever you currently are going through. And remember the words, do not give up. Remember, God has his hands on you. Prayerfully, after this devotion, you'll go to YouTube, listen to that song. I'm telling you, you might have need some tissue with you, because whatever you might be going through, I'll be in this office, I listen to it, and it breaks me down, because I know God has his hand on me, and no matter what, I can't give up in the journey that God has us on. Amen. Let's look at this prayer. I believe, it should be the next slide here. All right, I know. Go ahead, Apple.
Prayer for today. Lord, forgive me if I have rejected or abandoned the means that you provided me to escape this trial. I repent and ask you to show me where I missed it and what I need to do to get back into your perfect will. I know that the key to escape is the knowledge of you and your word. I ask you to teach me and to lead me to others that can help me learn the things I need to know. From this moment on, I purpose to do whatever it is you would have to do. Go wherever you would have me to go and learn the things I need to learn in order to stand in faith and walk in victory. Lord, I also ask you to help me stand my ground and defend what I have gained, no matter how difficult it might be to do this. I know that with your supernatural help, I can outlive and outlast the resistance. With your Spirit's power working inside me, I know I can defiantly stick it out indefinitely until the enemy realizes he cannot beat me and decides to retreat. I pray this all in Jesus' name.
The enemy will realize he cannot beat you, and he will finally retreat. To God be the glory. Today, we just wanted to tell everybody, no matter what you might be going through, do not give up. Hang in there. Yes. Stay in power. Remember, the trying of your faith produced patience, but you have to allow patience to have her perfect work. Today we did Do Not Give Up. Next week we're going to do part two, which is going to give us some more revelation on this particular teaching. And again, my name is Michael Mickey Williams Jr. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Let's see who we got here. We tell everybody before we close out. Let's go. Who we see? I got one platform.
Pastor Russell, Sister Alicia, Sister Jackie, Minister Jackie.
Hey.
Somebody up top.
Miss Cynthia Bowman. Where?
Oh, okay. I can see. Clarice.
Clarice, Miss Ellison.
Ah, Ruth. Hey, Ruth.
Where? Oh, I see. Ruth.
Hey, Preach.
Preach. Hey, Tanya. All of y'all. Everybody, man, if we miss anybody over here, let me see. Douglas Boone.
Hey, Miss Cynthia.
Connie. Everybody, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. Again, don't forget, all of the lessons from this forward, we're going to be on our YouTube page. It really won't. We did a first few weeks to get everybody conditioned for when we do it on Monday evening, but it'll be on the YouTube page.
Did you say Doug?
Yeah,
hey,
Doug.
Bro.
I said Doug. Yeah, that's my man, Doug. Me and Doug. We gonna beat the Eagles. I'm sticking it out. I'm sticking out. All right, there goes Sister Evelyn. All right. So remember, y'all, no matter what, if y'all didn't get this devotion, I'll put it in the comment section. You can print it out straight from the comment section. You can spend time with God. Again, my wife and I will go over this stuff and what we pour into ourselves. We want individuals to be blessed by it as well, because I know that spiritual growth is what we put into ourselves. It is our responsibility to build ourselves up in the Lord. Amen. Yeah. So prayerfully, that it was a blessing to you.
You got to flip the script on how you're looking at it.
What?
It's been a rough couple of weeks. Personally, for myself, but
oh, yeah,
you know, instead of looking at the trials like, oh, why am I going through this? Just remember, patience is working, right? And then let patience work. And when it's done, I'm gonna have everything I need. So when I come out of it, I'm gonna be entire. I'm gonna have what I didn't have before I went through this trial.
Ooh, yeah, entire, lacking nothing.
Nope.
He said, lacking nothing. So whatever you went through, it's that's why it makes sense when he says, the bookend of the scriptures, it says, you will be lacking nothing. And then the beginning of it, he says, count it all joy. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, I know you don't understand it right now, but by the time you go through what you go through, you're going to be equipped for
Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of The Unfolding of God's Word with Michael Mickey Williams Jr.